That's probably not the best way of putting it, Frank. I think this comes down to a supply and demand issue in the end, because we worked very hard on the loyalty scheme, on the priority scheme, with the amalgamation of Northern Ireland supporters and with UEFA, and we're fairly confident now that they did apply the scheme. However, the issue is specifically, at least as far as we can tell specifically, around the Poland game, for people who apply for individual tickets for that game, and specifically even within that, the ones who wanted Category 3 price tickets. And for that particular pinch point, the demand for tickets was well in excess of the supply that was available. And so UEFA couldn't even satisfy the people in our top priority of the scheme. And that's why there's been quite a furore over the past 24 hours. And we've been focusing on working with UEFA to solve the issue for those people who've been affected by that specific issue.
Yes, but surely if that is the case, UEFA weren't looking at your scheme, because we have the example of Gary McAllister, who's the chair of the Amalgamation of Northern Ireland Supporters Clubs. He had 27 points. The most you can, I think, the most points that you can actually accumulate is 29. He had 27 points and he's not getting to the Poland game. Like, it's the first game he hasn't been to since George Best was playing.
Well, just to reiterate, Frank, we worked with UEFA on this yesterday, and UEFA have allocated another 900 or so tickets to us, specifically for the people in Gary's category. Now, what I was trying to say is that the people at the top end of the priority scheme, there were many more of them than there were tickets available. So, UEFA couldn't possibly satisfy the demand originally for the amount of people who wanted Category 3 tickets for the Poland game. That's what we focused on yesterday, and we've managed to secure another 900 or so tickets, which will be specifically for those people with high priority.
And how confident are you, and fair play to the IFA for spending the last 24 hours trying to get an extra 900 tickets, you know, that's to be applauded. How confident are you that those 900 tickets, those cheaper tickets, those Category 3 tickets, the cheaper tickets, how confident are you that they'll actually go to the people who've been loyal to the Northern Ireland team home and away?
The new ticket portal that UEFA are going to open specifically for this is only going to be for those people with high priority. So it's not going to be a general public portal. People who are in that top priority category, who didn't get a ticket for the Poland game, who applied for a Category 3 ticket, will be the only ones who get access to this portal when it's open. Now, one thing I should point out, just for absolute clarity, is that UEFA have cobbled together tickets from all categories in order to put into this new portal. So not every ticket in the new portal is going to be Category 3. There may be some Category 1 tickets in there to buy. There may be some 2s. There may be some 4s. But what will be clear is that the portal will only be open to those people at top priority who missed out on a ticket for the Poland game because they applied for Category 3.
Is there a possibility in all of this that tickets for the Poland game have been allocated to Polish fans who live in Northern Ireland?
That's not something I'd be able to answer, to be honest, because I sincerely don't know that one. But we wouldn't have had... and if there'd been Polish people living in Northern Ireland who'd been watching Northern Ireland and who had points, then yes, I guess that would be a possibility.
That, however, would be a problem, wouldn't it? If Polish people living here end up in the support structure with Northern Ireland fans, and on the night that they're down in Nice, they're actually supporting Poland.
I think UEFA will have a lot of security around the entire event, not just our games, but the entire Euro 2016 event. And we will leave the security issues to them. I think they will sort those out as well as they possibly can.
Yes, but you'd have to go where you have the ticket for, wouldn't you? If you have a ticket for the Northern Ireland section, that's the section you'd have to go into.
Yes, that's correct. But I think we'll find that in the vast majority of cases, if not all, the people who've applied for our tickets and who've got them will be our supporters.
And will the loyalty scheme, will it be revamped after Euro 2016? Will it be revamped for the World Cup run?
Well, we've got 18,500 tickets to sell for the new National Football Stadium. And we'll be selling those hopefully from April onwards for the FIFA World Cup qualifiers. The people who've been with us, the supporters who've been with us for a long time, will get first choice of the tickets there. And then, of course, we'll be on general sale after that.
A chap called Wesley on at the very beginning of the programme said he felt disadvantaged. He had two sons. He loves taking them to Windsor Park any time that he can. He simply cannot afford to be a loyal supporter, to buy ahead and to block book. He's got his tickets for going across to France. He says he's going to stretch the credit card to ensure that his young fellas have a golden memory of Northern Ireland in the Euros. But he can't be a loyal supporter because week in, month out, he can't afford that during the Euros or indeed the World Cup. What do you say to people like Wesley who genuinely can't afford to be block bookers?
Well, I think to be fair on this, Frank, we've been quite helpful in terms of our block booking payments. We've done block bookings over excuse me, two payments in the past. And we're looking at doing the upcoming campaign over three payments because we know that people will be stretched with Euro 2016 ahead. So I think we've been helpful in that respect. We've also got the new family stand coming on, which is the new e-stand at the railway end. That will be very much family pricing. And so there'll be a range of prices that that hopefully will cater for most, if not all, Northern Ireland supporters at the new National Football Stadium.
And finally, Patrick, will any future tickets, any further tickets, be made available for the Germany game? Because there seems to be a growing demand for that showpiece match.
Well, I haven't seen any issues, Frank, over the past 24 hours with people missing out on tickets for the Germany game. It's something that we will be double checking with UEFA just in case there's a sub issue bubbling on this one that we're unaware of at this point. At the moment, I'm not aware that there is that issue, and so I'm certainly not sure that there will be any extra tickets for the Germany game.
I did say it was the final question, but this is definitely the final one. Does a bigger country get a bigger allocation?
I don't think that's the case, no. I think the allocation was largely based on which grounds the games were played in. So if we'd played in the Stade de France, which is the biggest capacity stadium with 80,000, we'd have got 15 or 16,000 tickets for any game that we played there. Now, we weren't drawn there. The biggest stadium we've been drawn into is Lyon, where I think we got 11,000 tickets or so for the Ukraine game. So that was a matter of the luck of the draw.
Patrick, thanks for coming on. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Patrick Nelson, the chief executive of the IFA. This is U105.